Okay, so after a short hiatus, we are back. I've seen all these analysts doing mock drafts. I haven't been able to do any. I've just been able to listen to them. So I thought today I'd do a mock by myself, jumping into a Yahoo mock drafting from the sixth spot. And I guess to mix it up, be a little bit different, I'm going to do a multi-cat punt. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I do it, say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me and my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King, back after a week and a bit away with the family. At Adam King on 91 on Twitter is where you can find me. At FBI Basketball is where you will find us. Like, subscribe, thumbs up, all that. I'm going to do it now. Get it out of the way. As we ramp up draft season, as I said, all these analysts have been doing mock drafts, things like that, breaking them down, which I've been listening to, of course, but going to do one of my own today. So I have jumped into a Yahoo mock, which starts in about 40 seconds. Then there'll be another 2 minutes till the draft starts. I'm drafting, as I said, from the sixth spot. I'm going to do a multi-cat punt. I love doing this. So I thought I might even roll out a few of these shows with different combinations. Today, I'm going to start with one that I haven't done, or maybe I've done it once. So I'm going to punt points and I'm going to punt percentages. So that's not to say that I'm targeting players that have poor percentages. I'm just not paying attention to them. Punting points is something I love doing because it really skews the values when you look at player ranks and things like that. So it shifts targets and it means that there are going to be some players that I'm more than happy to take that might be avoided or might slip a little bit in a normal draft because of the fact that they might only score 9 points a game or they might shoot 65% from the free throw line. So let's see how we go. So I have picked the sixth spot because I want to start this punt with Anthony Davis or Tyrese Halliburton. So they're two guys that I think fit this punt really well. And if you're missing out on one of those top four players, I suppose if we are sort of saying that there's a consensus top four of Wemby, Jokic, Luka, and Shea, it usually gets a little bit harder to win or to draft a good team if you're sort of drafting later in draft. So I'll probably do one of these where I'm drafting from 10, 11, or even 12, and I already know what punt I will do for that. But today we're going to do punt points. I'm going to bring up the screen. So here is the draft room. So we do have 2 minutes until we kick things off. As I said, Anthony Davis or Halliburton. I did contemplate going pick seven, but I didn't want to risk missing one of those two players. Although, in hindsight, grabbing Giannis in a build like this isn't terrible. So really what I'm going to be targeting here is rebounds, blocks, assists and steals. I'm curious to see if in a build like this where I'm not avoiding but not caring too much about points, I'll probably overlook those sort of higher volume players, which could result in me being pretty good in turnovers. So while I'm not necessarily focusing on players that have low turnovers, in a build like this, I will be curious to see where it puts me. And three-pointers is obviously then the other category. And by targeting players that are going to get me blocks and rebounds and not caring about points, they're probably going to be players that don't hit a lot of threes. So threes I'm expecting to be a category that I'm not super competitive in, which leaves the four that I'm targeting and turnovers as the five categories. And you only need five to win, and I know it is probably not a recommended strategy, but I do, anyone that follows me, listens to me, knows that I do punt 3 to 4 categories often, and I have won leagues doing it. It's a fine line. It's not for everyone, but no one else really does it, so I just thought I'd sort of step you through my mindset as we work through here now, these Yahoo drafts, I think are 45 seconds a pick or 30 seconds or something. I haven't really done too many of these public ones. I've done a lot of industry ones, but here we go, about to start. I'm assuming we'll get the consensus top four going off. I'm going to queue up Tyrese and I'm going to queue up Anthony Davis. And we'll see who we get. And then I've got ideas of who I would target after that. So, okay, so they're both available. Giannis went at five. So I'm actually going to go with Anthony Davis. He's the guy that I wanted to go with initially. Now, he does score and could score more this year in theory, but I don't really care. So if he has a game where he gets 17 points but 15 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals, 4 assists, that's all I'm looking for. So obviously he's really good here for rebounds, really good for blocks, good for steals from the center spot. Not terrible in assists. He's not great, but for a center, he's okay. So I do have a few guys here who I'm going to queue up. It's just, it moves so quick when you're in these drafts. So I'm going to be picking, obviously, middle of the second round. And you'll see who's gone off the board there after me: Durant, Halliburton, Embiid, Trae Young, Tatum, Curry, fairly standard, Sabonis, Donovan Mitchell, Kyrie Irving, Devin Booker, and coming up to me. So I've actually got two. So I've got a few guys here that I'm interested in. I wasn't sure who would be there. So I'm looking at Scottie Barnes. I'm looking at Chet Holmgren. I'm looking at the Mellow Ball potentially. I do think I can get some assists and steals a little bit later. So I'm looking at blocks, which is obviously Chet. Scotty is not too bad in blocks as well, but I wouldn't trust him as much. Look, I mean, in my mind, I was going to do this. So I'm going to take Chet. I'm going to go with Chet and Anthony Davis. So rebounds, blocks, I'm good. Steals, I'm okay. So I obviously need some assists with my next pick or potentially my next couple of picks. So I'm going to be looking at guards. I'm not going to get those guys. Yeah, Scotty's gone. LaMelo's gone. Jalen Brunson is gone. So we want to be looking. I'm going to just go through and set a bit of a queue here. So Şengün is good in this build. Jalen Johnson, very good in this build. Fred VanVleet is who I want. Not sure I'll get him at the next pick. Derek White, very good in this build. Who else have we got here? I'm going to have to just search for some of these guys. And these are just guys off the top of my head that I know are good in a build like this. Alex Caruso is good. Let me have a think. That's probably all of our sort of elite guys. As I said, I'm going to need guards. I don't mind OG Anunoby in a build like this. So let's queue him up. And just having a look at who's gone off the board here. So Brunson, so Lillard went with the second last pick, Maxey, Paul George, Bam Adebayo. So still a few players available there. Who else do I like here? Actually, I don't mind Jalen Suggs in this build. Actually, I know who else I like in a build like this. I like Hartenstein in a build like this, and I like Amen Thompson and Asar Thompson as well. So you just see all these guys I'm queuing up. They're not guys that you would sort of usually be putting in a queue at this point. VanVleet goes. Is he going to come back to me? So I sort of need to get someone that's going to get me assists here. Someone I didn't queue up, but I'm actually going to take DeJounte because I think in a build like this, he's pretty good this year. I think he could be 7 to 8 assists, 1.5 steals. He's a good rebounder from the guard spot. And I don't care about blocks because I got Anthony Davis, and his turnovers are, for a point guard, not too bad. I don't think he's not one of these sort of really high turnover guys. So, yeah, I don't mind DeJounte there. So someone has left the draft. Hopefully, no, he's come back. Okay, good. So it's going to come up to me again. Look, I've still got a while. So let's keep setting this queue. And Fleet DeJounte. So after me, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Jaren Jackson, Alper and Şengün. I didn't think Şengün had come back to me there. Actually, one of my guys here is good in this build, Dyson Daniels. So you see these guys like Dyson Daniels who I can get late, who potentially can get me some of those like steals, assists, but I don't care about points. I don't care about percentages. Taylor Hendricks, I think, is a decent fit in a build like this. Ooh, who else have we got? Who can I get late with assists? Marcus Smart, a good fit. And then there's sort of some centers around the middle here, like Mark Williams, who I'm sort of taking even when I'm not punting. I'm liking Mark Williams this year. Brook Lopez is probably a pretty good fit, but I just don't want him. Josh Giddey, again, a guard who can get me out of position rebounds. Not great in the defensive stuff. Are we up to me? We are up to me. Okay, so I'm going to go, and we're at 43. I'm really tossing. So I'm tossing up two guys here. I think I'm going to go Devin White. Really good fit for this build. Basically does everything that I need. I don't need him to score at all. And really good out of position blocks, decent steals, solid assists. So just across the board here. So I've picked up two guards, two forwards. I wish they would have put one of those forwards in my center spot. But so I was actually considering, had he gone? Let me just have a look. He must have gone. So Jalen Johnson is probably who I would have liked there, but surprisingly didn't fall to me. So he went around pick 40, late 30s. So coming back on me now, and look, I think my assists still probably aren't great, but I can get some guys late like Dyson, Smart, Caruso, who will give me small bumps in those categories. My steals are okay. Let's go. So I'm on the clock here. Quickly, when I did consider Quickly there, even though, as I said, I'm not targeting guys that don't score. I just don't care if they score. So, look, I like Caruso, but I don't think I need to take him here. So I'm going to go with, as the clock ticks down, I'm going to go with Mark Williams here just to get that center spot filled. It's a two center league. I'm just shoring up one of those. Once we start the league, I can shuffle guys around and move Anthony Davis or Chet Holmgren into that center spot as well. So I'm not too concerned, but he does give me a pure center. I actually think Hartenstein is a better fit for this build, but I don't need to take him at 50, which is where 54, where I took Mark Williams. So, all right. So I really need to sort of get these assists and steals. I think blocks, rebounds, I'm pretty good. So where are we? Let's have a look at. And yeah, obviously, look, my threes, as expected, are not great, which is, I'm annoyed I missed Van Fleet early. I think he would have been really good in this build. But, yeah, so be it. Okay, so actually, why don't I have him in my queue? Ben Simmons. There's a lot of reasons I don't have him in my queue, but I'll put him in there. Has he gone yet? Yeah. So, okay. So we're coming back up on me in a few picks, four picks, I think. So you see, since I picked Williams, we had Miles Bridges, Zion, Claxton, Garland, Gobert, Vooch, Ingram, Mikal Bridges, Devin Vassell. I'm going to be picking at, what are we at, 63, so 68 or something like that. As I said, I need assists, I think. I've really only got DeJounte as a good assist guy. So I'm going with Josh Giddey to get me some more assists. And I'm potentially going to back that up with another assists guy, maybe. Yeah, there's not. This is where the assists do start to dry up here. We've got some guys late, like a Mike Conley, potentially, someone I could get late. So let's throw him in my queue as well. Look, I mean, I'll put Westbrook in there. I don't like it, but he is a good fit if he plays in a build like this. But that's the question. I mean, we don't know how much he's going to play. Okay, so we're coming up to the end of the, what are we in, round six? End of the sixth round. And yeah, there's not a lot of, actually, why don't I have him in my queue? Chris Paul has to be in my queue. All right, so what are we, three, four picks from me? So I'll be picking here at about pick 80. So a few options here. Chris Paul, I think this is where you sort of got to think, okay, is this guy going to come back to me? Because once you get into the past sort of pick 80, people are just going to reach. They're going to take who they want. So even though his rank, his ADP or whatever is not, there goes Hartenstein. So that's interesting. So Hartenstein goes at 77. So given I need assists and steals, I think I'm going to take Chris Paul. It's probably about as early as you want to go on him. Potentially he may have come back to me, but he's very good in those assists and steals categories, which I need. So I'm okay with that. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. So my team so far, DeJounte, Derek White, Josh Giddey, and Chris Paul. So they're my four guards. She was in small forward. But so my assists are solid. I probably do need to get another big now. Let's go have a look. What centers? So there's centers available here. But it's prioritizing and deciding. Oh, okay, and I'm up. That came quick. Okay, let's go with what are we at? We're at pick 91. I really want to get Caruso on this team. Yeah, all right. No Caruso here. Now I need to get put him in a small forward spot for whatever reason. Okay, so now I really need to get some rebounds. Sorry, my blocks are pretty good. Rebounds. All right. So let's just sort here by rebounds. Who is left? So you see there's a few here. So Kessler, good fit. Probably the best fit, to be honest, if he's going to play, because he'll get me rebounds and blocks. Dan Gafford, yeah, look, yeah. I'm going to be at 100, 102. So Zubats is sitting there as well. trying to look for a little bit of upside in this range as well. I mean, Zubats has some, I suppose, but... Let's go. So what are four picks? Four picks till me. So my queue. So in my queue, I've still got OG, both the Thompsons, Dyson Daniels, Taylor Hendricks, Marcus Smart, Ben Simmons, Mike Conley, Russell Westbrook, Walker Kessler. So I've still got a pretty hefty queue sitting here. Which is pretty typical in a build like this, because as I said, there are guys here that I'm considering, like Ben Simmons and the Thompsons, a lot earlier than others because of the fact that I don't care about, as I said, their points and things like that. So it's coming up on me again when Drippy makes his pick. So I'm going to go Walker Kessler here if he's available, if he doesn't get taken. And he did not. So I will draft Walker Kessler. So I filled out my roster into utility spots. Herb Jones needs to be in my queue there. I don't know why I didn't have him in my queue. So now it's really looking at, and I guess if you pair these guys, you think of, okay, if I'm targeting blocks, I'm going to get rebounds. If I'm targeting assists, I'm hopefully going to get a steal, maybe. So D'Anthony Melton, good fit. Let's have a look at the standings. So it's got me at third, and threes, I'm going to be last. Yep, points, I'm going to be last. Yep, rebounds. Okay, so I'm third in rebounds. Yeah, not good in assists. Steals are good. Blocks are good. Turnovers are good. So interesting. So according to this, and this is obviously Yahoo's projections, my assists are where I need to get a bit of a bump here, whereas rebounds, blocks are okay. So if I'm looking at assists, I've got the Thompson twins, both. I prefer Amen. I think his assist might be slightly higher. Dyson is sitting there as well. Marcus Smart, Mike Conley, Russell Westbrook. So I've got some assist options here. So then it's, do I prioritize assist numbers or steal numbers? Because I need both. But it probably is assists. So it might be Smart. Could be Westbrook. There's options here, which I like. I like having options. It's a good thing. So Conley went, so he's gone. And we're at, 115. And I feel like I can probably, I'm going to go Amen Thompson and hope that Dyson falls to me. I feel like the Thompson twins, this is where people are going to start reaching to grab them, whereas I still think that Dyson is, from what I've seen, ADP data, he's falling. He's falling down into the 140s. We're at 115 now. We'll wait till the end of this round and then we'll have a look at projected standings. It's still got, it's sorted by something, sort by totals. Okay, so it's still got me up there as equal second, third. And interestingly, so as I said, percentage, this is when you go into a punt build like this one, interestingly, I'm first in field goal percentage, last in free throw percentage. So I was punting both, or in my mind, I didn't care about either. But field goal percentages, and I guess not surprising because I've gone for a lot of guards that are low usage. So even those guards DeJounte, for example, his percentages aren't great, but he's not a high volume. We're not comparing him to James Harden, Shea and Jokic and these guys, Luka. So even someone with a lower field goal percentage is not going to impact me hugely. So surprising, but good, a good surprise. Let's have a look at the total now. So it's got me at fourth now, but we are starting to move through this round. So my assists, I'm still pretty bad in assists. So let's do a bit of searching, a bit of filtering here. So Actually, Tyus probably went. Let me have a look. Tyus. He went at 85th. Okay, that's all right. So if we're looking at assists here, according to Yahoo, I do have Marcus Smart in my queue. Malik Monk is another option, but I know he was really good in assists last year. I'm not sure he'll be as impactful this year with DeMar DeRozan there. It's telling me to take Smart. And look, honestly, I'm more than okay taking Marcus Smart here because I think he's going to play. I don't know whether he starts, but I think he plays 28, 30 minutes. He is available, so I'm going to take Marcus Smart to boost my assists. Dyson still falling. I'd still like to get Dyson. So who is on my queue? Asar is there. I'm surprised. Dyson, not surprised. Taylor Hendricks, he's pretty far down in the Yahoo ranks, so at 311. So people who aren't scrolling just aren't finding him. Ben Simmons, not surprising. Westbrook, I think this is an okay range to take Westbrook, but you'd want to have a specific build to take him. So let's see, coming back around. Now, I'm assuming I'm still going to need assists. If we go to standings and rank. So, I'm still up near the top. Assists, I've moved up a little bit. Steals, good. Rebounds, good. Blocks, good. Field goal percentage, good. Turnovers, good. So, I think it's okay. I haven't landed everyone that I've wanted to. Probably still need assists. And look, this is probably where I'm going to take Dyson, I think. And still, look, still a lot of talent on the board here. So my last pick will be coming up in, I don't know, 10 picks. And look, I think with Smart, Daniels, Chris Paul, Amin Thompson to some degree, DeJounte. So this is where I guess I could have potentially, if I'd gone with Halliburton with my first pick, that sort of rectifies this, and maybe I'd be sitting in a position where I'd be scrambling to get some rebounds or blocks, where I'm not because I took Anthony Davis. So it does show you how impactful those first round players are. Let's go back to rank. So we're at the end of the 12th round, basically. So it's got me at third. Field goal percentage second. Free throw last. Threes, well, last. Points last. Rebounds fourth. Assists, it's still my assists. Steals, I'm good. And that's because I got some bigs that get steals early. Like I went with Anthony Davis, who is pretty good. Mark Williams will get me a steal. It's probably blocks. It says I'm leading in blocks and turnovers. So it's probably still assists is my weakest category. And in my queue, it might be, I think given who's still available, if this was a real league, it was playing out, I think there's enough there on the waiver wire that I can probably just take a flyer on Ben Simmons. Because I think of all the guys, he has easily the highest upside in assists. I'm not saying he's going to get there, but he could be 7 or 8 assists a game. So I'm going to take him with my last pick because Westbrook is still there. Asar Thompson's there. Trey Jones, TJ. So there's some guys here. Jaden Ivey, Reed Shepard. So there are guys that could get me assists if Ben Simmons gets injured in the first week or just isn't playing. So we'll 5 picks left, and then we'll have a look at the projected standings. For this is auto pick, 3 to go. And I'll run through the picks quickly as well, and we'll have a look. Oh, there goes Clowney. Yeah, good last pick. Drummond is someone who also fits this build. And if I had taken Halliburton and sort of I had those guard stats early and I was chasing rebounds late, Drummond would have been someone I certainly would have grabbed probably in the second to last round or the last round. Come on, draft complete. Okay, so draft complete. So let's have a look at standings. So it's got me at fifth, but pretty close. So we're all within sort of 3 points of each other, basically. So field goal percentage, second, so over 50%. Free throw, I'm going to be dead last. Threes, dead last. Points, dead last, as I expected. Rebounds, I'm fifth. But pretty close. There's a couple of guys sort of a bit ahead at the top there. Assists. So I actually ended up middling in assists or slightly better than middling, which is good. Second in steals, first in blocks, first in turnovers. So let's have a look at the draft results. Oh, why does it start at the back? Round by round, draft board. Okay, draft board, that's what we want. So we'll run through the picks just very quickly. What do we have? 30 minutes. That's all right. So no real surprises in the first round. Tatum falling to 11 is interesting. Kevin Durant went at pick 7. I'd probably have those guys the other way if it was me. Once you get into, though, pick sort of 10 and beyond, it's really just a crapshoot. Sabonis, Edwards going there is okay. Kyrie, that's quite high for Kyrie given their playoff schedule. Booker, Harden. Harden is climbing. I have noticed that listening to pods and things like that. Harden is moving into that second round. Then I took Chet. I was looking at Scotty there, and he went next. So I think they're in that range as well with Harden and LaMelo, who is another one I was looking at. Moving into the third round, yeah, Van Fleet, I missed by one. I would have loved him there just to get me. I got DeJounte, so I don't hate it. LeBron, Kawhi, take a flyer on Kawhi here in the third. That's perfectly fine. Cade Cunningham, this is where he's been going. Sort of looking at guys that I like this year, and Banchero is one of them. He went with the fourth pick of the fourth round, so that's 40. That's about where he's going. I know some people really like that, some people don't, depending on if you're punting. Roto, certainly not, but head-to-head, I'm okay taking him here because I think his upside in certain categories outweighs his deficiencies, and I do think that he can improve those percentages. I took Derek White there. I think that's about where he's been going, so not too much of a reach. Moving into the fifth round, Duren. I took Mark Williams. I preferred Duren, I think, but in this build, I think Mark Williams has slightly more upside in blocks, where Duren is probably slightly better in rebounds. So either or there, I would have been happy with either of them. Moving through that round, Vooch goes at the end of the fifth round. That's about where he's going, I think. Devin Vassell early in the sixth. I like Vassell this year. He hasn't really got a lot of hype, but I think this could be the year where he sort of not necessarily reaches his ceiling, but gets close. Tobias Harris, that's where he's going. Josh Giddey, potentially a bit of a reach, but in this build, perfect in this build for me. Seventh round, Hartenstein. Yeah, so I missed him by one. So I potentially would have taken Hartenstein there, although in hindsight, probably not a bad thing that I took Chris Paul because assists were what I needed down the back end of the draft there. So if I hadn't taken Chris Paul, I might have just shot myself in the foot and not even been competitive. Cam Thomas, that's about right for him. Jordan Poole, interesting. That's probably as high as I've seen him go. 10th pick of the 7th round, but I'm okay with that. Tyus Jones, not long after. He's starting to gain a bit of traction as a late later middle round target. I think he's going to have a nice season in Phoenix. Chris Middleton, yeah, I'm not interested in him. I took Alex Caruso, which is maybe a reach, but I just think in my build he's like a top 40, top 30 player. So absolutely fine. And this is where when you do punt multiple categories especially, others might look at this board. I don't know, people go back and look at these draft boards, but they might look and go, why is he taking Caruso that high or Chris Paul that high? But for me, I'm going, oh, I'm super happy getting him there. So it really, and especially punting points, as I said, and I think Dan Bespris has talked about this on his show as well, punting points really chops up that board, and people that you like, others aren't interested in, and you can just completely overlook players that are being targeted early. So it really flips things. As you can see, look, the guys I took down the stretch, Walker Kessler, Amen Thompson, Marcus Smart, Dyson Daniels, Ben Simmons, a lot of people would look at them and go, yeah, but they're just going to hurt. Like Simmons, he's going to kill me in threes. He's going to kill me in free throws. He's not going to score. So I'll take Norm Powell, for example, or I'll take Noah Clowney, who has a bit more untapped upside. And same with Dyson. He might only score 10 or 11 a game, but if he can get me 4 or 5 assists and close to 2 steals, and be relatively efficient, or it's low volume, so it doesn't matter. There's all these benefits to punting. So, no, look, I'm pretty happy with my team here. And the standing sort of, yeah, I think there are probably some tweaks I could make and maybe a trade or something early in the season, but I think it's all right. So, I think that was a good reflection. So I will stop sharing that. Hopefully, I mean, for anyone that is willing to take a bit of a chance and punt 3 or 4 categories this year, if you want to give it a go, I might roll out another one of these later today or tomorrow. I've got time now. So the next one I do, I might actually punt big man stats. So I might punt rebounds, blocks, field goal percentage, and really lean into that guard heavy build and target centers. It's a build that I do a lot. Looking at centers who hit threes, hit their free throws, but I couldn't care less if they get blocks or rebounds. So Vooch is a good fit. He does get rebounds, obviously, but good from the line. Pascal Siakam. So it's also finding those players that aren't necessarily centers but are center eligible. The problem, obviously, with Yahoo, it drops them in the wrong spot. But I think you can draft an illegal team and still continue and complete your draft. So, that will do for that build. As I said at the top of the show, like, subscribe, follow along with us, and check everything out on the FBI website. All of our leagues will be starting very soon, I think. The Locked On Fantasy Bowl has started, and Josh has started that in the Fantasy World Cup. FBI World Cup will be launching, or may have launched. I don't know. I've been away for a week. I need to talk to B-Dub and see where we're at. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I'll find the outro. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.